this time we must begin with a special announcement. Any people that are offended by earthy humor, well, it's tough shit. Because, buddy, earthy is my middle name. I not only have a green thumb, buddy, I got a green asshole.
It's about 12 minutes before 9. Uncle Gracie, the Big Ape, shrieking with delighted peals of laughter. And who have we here on the telephone? Kathy from Cecil Field, right? Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You didn't think you'd be on the air, did you?
No, I didn't.
But that's part of being in this man's navy. Or this, I guess nowadays we got to say this person's navy. You never know what's going to happen and you got to respond to it. That's what's the price you pay for being public relations person. So the big ships are coming in, or is it the plane? Who's coming in today?
We have two squadrons coming in this morning. The VA-37 Bulls and the 105 Gunslingers.
Yeah, ready. Scorching the airport. What time are they going to be landing?
Starting at 10, about between 10 and 10:30.
So that means hungry women all over town are now driving to the airport, waiting to see their flight-jacketed man.
Well, here at Cecil Field.
10-4, yeah, I guess so. I wonder if have they taken off from the carrier yet?
Yes, uh-huh.
They are airborne.
That's right.
That means they could be listening right now.
That's right.
Do you know any of them?
Oh, a couple.
Come on. How intimate. No further questions, Your Honor.
No.
Day like this calls for the fine arts of umphalokepsis to be practiced. Contemplation of one's navel. Join me now as I pull my shirt from my pants and as the secretary stare through the studio window aghast, I wad up my navel and seek to find the answers within.
Hurry, sale ends Labor Day.
Yeah, 10-4. Geez, I better make that call before I forget. Tony Romano. You know, I asked you to call a friend of his. I don't normally call out, because when you call out, you never know. You know, when I make the call, then I could be liable. Somebody could say, hey, the Greaseman's making harassing phone calls. But when people call me, you know, that doesn't matter if we get wild, tacky, perverted, or whatever, because you called me, you know. If you didn't want to do it, why'd you call? So, but anyway, Tony asked me to do it. What the hey, he spends a lot of money at the station. And you know old suppository sucking me, so what the hey. But apparently this lady listens, you know, real dedicated fan or whatever. Probably waking her up. Oh, God, she's on vacation. I'll never forget me.
Hello?
Good morning, little kumquat, and a happy day to you. This is Uncle Greasy, feeling of so cheesy. Is this the Pat Hawkins?
It is.
Hi, this is the Grease Man. Tony Romano gave me a number. Said that you're such a dedicated listener, I had the call.
You are so sweet, you got me out of the shower.
Are you dripping wet?
Dripping wet?
Are you completely?
Completely.
Oh, God. And where's hubby?
Hubby's now on the throne.
Is he on the throne?
Yes.
Do you mean to tell me that you were in the shower while he was on the throne?
No.
Huh?
No, he was in bed. Now he's on the throne.
Oh, now he's on the throne. He doesn't normally head for the throne when you're in the shower.
No.
He has been known to do his Mount St. Helens imitation.
Apparently Tony must have told me you were calling, because he came and got me out of the shower rather than answering the telephone.
I'll be darned.
What are you up to?
What am I up to? I just figured I'd call and say thank you for being so perky.
Are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, we are on the air.
Oh, come on.
Isn't it neat? How's it feel to be on the radio naked?
Come on.
Do you have a towel around you, or are you just standing there dripping with nepitus erectus? Just standing dripping completely in the nude?
I can't believe I've given you away all this confidential information.
Well, that's all right.
Personal information.
You don't mind if the great Southeast know that you take a shower while your husband's on the throne? I'm sure you're like many American families that conduct themselves in quite the same manner.
Tell me we're not on the air.
We're on the air, live and erect. You get it. Let me check the fume detector in her depth chargatorium there. All right, yeah, get a sample of the air.
Yum, yum, yum!
Totally offensive. You APE News. Yeah, 10-4, buddy. Yeah. When you're in love with a stench-making woman. I won't repeat what comes from her seat. It's kind of neat, but I won't repeat. When you're in love with a stench-making woman. A rooty-doot-toot, time to boot. Better scoot, because it's time to boot. When you're in love with a baby, I'll start down the journey. Gracie, this Diana Ross being, oh, so funky. And this is Uncle Gracie being oh so cheesy. Yeah, we can take a quick call, I guess. How about the guy?
You guys screwed up. It's not the Chattooga River, and it's not the Chattanooga River. It's the Chattahoochee.
The Chattahoochee!
The Chattahoochee.
You mean Robbie Rose screwed up again?
Turn on that TV, Robbie. Right
come
now.
On, come on. Just jump on top of me.
Did you hear?
Hey, damn. Come on.
Repeat after me. Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee.
I shall never make that mistake again.
I shall never make that mistake again.
Under penalty of brutal beating.
Under the penalty of brutal beating.
And complete whipping.
And complete whipping.
And so that I don't forget.
And so that I don't forget.
Here's a little sample of what's coming to me.
Here's a little sample of what's coming to me.
Should I break down and commit the same verbal faux pas?
Should I break down? Do it again.
You like? Uh-oh.
I won't do it again.
All right.
You're going to get yours.
I know. All right, now I whipped you.
Uh-huh.
It's your turn. Here, you take the whip and whip me for a while.
No kidding.
Right across the buttocks.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Spread them.
One more time.
Spread them apart. Ready?
Oh, man. All right, now I got to...
Bring that new newsman in. They whomp him one time. No, never mind. He's
all right.
New.
That's all right, now you be careful. I got a cigarette hanging out of my hiney. Now I want you to clack it with the whip, all right?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Hold still now. Here we go. Sorry about that.
My hemis, Robbie. My hemis. Olivia, pat my hiney.
Mosabe, me think the Zana tribe has been through here. Well, how do you know that, Tonto? Well, me find big piles of Xanadu everywhere.
Well, how long ago did they come through?
Well, let me see, Mosabe. Consistency fresh, flavor brackish. Me say about 5 minutes.
Tonto, I had no idea you were the couple of luck me. Well, I guess, Robbie.
Yep.
You ready to back it on down, right?
Oh, I'm just gliding now. I'm at 3,000, see, over the city, and I never had to apply the gas to get to the airport.
You mean you just kind of, if you ran out of gas now, it'd be no sweat ski?
No sweat. Don't bother me none. The dangerous part's over.
Damn, well, that's good. I mean, now comes military.
Now comes military time. I'm just buzzing back. First thing, I got to go by first aid, so if anybody's trying to find me, tell them I'm in first aid, get patched up. It's been a rough morning.
Yeah, I know. You probably got some welts.
No hard feelings. Everything's over now, but I got to go to first aid.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Okay, hey, it's all right. You know, that's life. Everybody don't have to agree on everything.
That's right. I think it makes us closer friends.
That's right. We get our frustrations out, we beat the hell out of each other, and we're friends again.
That's right. It's 23 minutes after 8 here at the Big A with the Grease Man feeling old. So, Perky got a high stepper on the line who was unusually enthusiastic this morning, darling. What is it? Come on, you can tell me. Was there a lot of Hobbit the Gaga yesterday?
Yeah.
Really? Was this at home Hobbit the Gaga? Was this
It was at my house.
It was at your house?
Yeah.
But where was he?
Working.
Oh, jeez. You mean you had the audacity... In the very house that he supports. I mean, it's bad enough you hobble the gaga on the side, but in our very house that he supports and wants to come home for a little can of beer and a little rest, you hobble the gaga probably right in his favorite chair. Nathan, when you get home, check the Naga hide. I think someone has befouled your strato lounge. Oh, geez, the weather. Real nice. Right now, 73 and the Big 8. Down around the country, with the big plane up. With the plane moving up. You got to keep on moving. Yeah, get down. Keep on moving. I said get down. Keep on moving. Get down lower now. Keep on moving. It's 28 minutes after 8 at the Big 8. Let's do another. Let's make it a twin spin. Whoa! The Beach Boys. With everybody at a moon. Everybody's concerned. Serving USA.
USA. Everybody's action, the excitement, the fun. WABE, Jacksonville.
Paul Harvey, whoop. News and comment is being brought to you by Rain Bath Shower Gel from Neutrogena.
Incidentally, his observation did not help put her at ease. Paul Harvey.
Wrong.
Good day.
Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by Rain Bath Shower Gel from Neutrogena. This program came to you from Chicago.
Yeah, T and Poe. We'll get back to more shrinking from Jacksonville in just a second.
At the Ortega River Bridge, keep in mind as well that you need the equipment not only for the Ramblin' Raft Race, but in case you ever desire to tread across the Rio Grande and head south of the border.
To Mexico!
The land of La Tierra del Muerte.
The land of tequila and Corinthian leather. The land where they separate the men from the boys with a crowbar.
Yeah. Old Mexico.
I guess you don't know this, but I was raised by a Mexican family. I was abandoned by my own parents. They put me in a little bucket and set me afloat in the Rio Grande. And Mr. and Mrs. Hernandez plucked me out of the water.
They said, "Ay, Chihuahua, look here. A little gringo baby. We will raise him like our own and teach him to be a Mexico."
My real name is not the Greased Man. My real name is El Lard Belingo. And the Hernandez family raised me to be their own until one day I had come back from working in the taco fields where we grew and cultivated tacos when I saw smoke coming from where our little house was. I ran!
Mama! Papa! Mama! Papa! Que pasa aquí?
And I looked inside and the place was gutted there. My mother had been brutally tormented before death. My father decapitated. I looked at them lying there, and I looked at the wall, and there, written in blood, Juan Quirona de Vega.
I vowed I would kill Juan Quirona de Vega!
I waited for him. I knew the entranceway to his hideout, and I waited up on the cliff, waited until I saw him lumbering up on his burro. I saw him coming closer and closer until I sprang like an Apache. And I knocked him off his horse, and I put my hands around his neck, and I strangled him until he was dead. When someone jumped out and said, "Gringo, you stupid pig! That wasn't Juan Corona de Vega, that was Pepe Corona de Vega!" Slowly, I stood up and reached in my pocket and grabbed a silver dollar. He said, "What is that for, Gringo?" I said, "I'll flip you to see who has to give this sorry son of a gun mouth to mouth." Revive him. After careful application of CPR, we managed to bring him around, although it took us 8 minutes, so there was substantial brain damage. However, since he was no real mental wizard to begin with, no loss. Just get somebody else to balance his checkbook. It's about 12 before 9. Here's Big Abe with Uncle Greasy. Of his big comeback.
And the
that's Bob Seger. A man's man. Riding against the wind, brutal and brackish as it may be. It's 5 before 9. Here's the Grease Man, feeling kind of burky. Hey, here's Hoyle Dempsey.
Nowhere more brackish than in here, buddy.
Yeah. This is the where brackish wind emanates, kind of like a spring.
That's right.
We kind of supply the city.
That's right, buddy.
Hoyle Dempsey, my ex-brother-in-law is in here. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, not so good. I got a bit of a toothache this morning.
You're kidding.
Yeah, see, what? My left-right incisor.
What? Just a minute, buddy. You just happen to be in luck.
In luck? What do you mean?
Let me pull this bugger out here. This just happens to be my handy-dandy dentistry drill here, and I can take care of you, buddy.
Wait a minute. You've got a dentistry drill? Do you know what you're doing, Dempsey?
Oh, absolutely. I studied under the best, buddy.
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead, now. You don't even know it. It's going to hurt me more than it done you.
Okay. Well, be gentle with me, all right?
All right. Hold in there.
Ah! Oh, God in heaven, it hurts right down to my toes!
Yeah, it's hurting me too, Ben.
Oh, man.
It's over now, and I got good news, buddy.
What's the good news?
The verdict is I'm not going to have to pull you too.
Thank God.
A couple of days, it'll fall out by itself.
Hey,
heaven knows. I got much la muzzle. Heaven knows.
It's Donna Summer and Brooklyn Dreams. It's about 13 minutes after 9 here at the Big Ape. I just got a great bumper sticker that I'm going to go out and put on my truck. It's the best bumper sticker I've ever had, and I'm going to put it on with pride and integrity today. The bumper sticker is real simple. All it says on it is, free mustache rides. I know that you and Jerry Brown are kind of involved in everything, but I was wondering if you'd like to maybe hear me do what it must be like to be a lawman.
No!
Just one story?
No!
Okay. That's the way you feel about it. I can take a hint. Go ahead, hit the road. That's okay. There's a lot of people that want to hear it. If you don't want to hear it, it's okay. I can always slit my throat. Don't worry about me. Brutally rejected again. It's 18 minutes after 9 here at the Big Ape, and the time has come. Brutality! It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, with all these hijackings going to Cuba, they got you in plain clothes. Yeah, they got you on loan to the government as a sky marshal. You slip on board the plane with the main body of passengers. You got your .357 tucked in a shoulder holster under your suit jacket. To everybody else, you look like a businessman. But inside, you're ready to handle any danger. When suddenly, a couple of Cubans come on board. Been trained to look for the shiftiness in their eye, the perspiration on their brow, any signs that indicate they may be a little nervous. They may be trying to fly back to their homeland. Sure enough, the plane takes off and you got your eye on them Cubans. They're murmuring back and forth. You hear them saying, Cuba, Cuba. Tengo que go to Cuba. Well, before you know it, the plane gets up to 30,000 feet. The seatbelt sign goes off. The no smoking sign goes off. And they jump up. They say, attenzione! We have a bottle of gasoline here! We have a cigarette lighter! We will go to Cuba, or we will light the gasoline! Well, they're playing my song, you say to yourself. As you jump to your feet, you reach out of your shoulder, you grab that .357, you level it at the Cubans and say, all right, hold it, police! The Cubans spin around and they look at you, holding that lighter in one hand, that bottle of gasoline in the other. And you get that .357 pointed right at them. They say, all right, police! Put the gun down or I will light the gasoline. You say, listen, buddy. You light that gasoline, you'll be dead before you can flick your bick. Well, it's a standoff for a second. And then you can see his thumb tensing. You can see he's about to light the bick. Yeah! Blam! You let fire with a shot from the .357. You shoot the bottle right out of his hand. The only problem is the bullet goes right through the window behind the Cuban. And since you're flying at 30,000 feet, it causes rapid decompression. And people start flying out the window. They get sucked out like macaroons. The housewife from Sheboygan, the salesman from New Jersey, one by one, all the passengers go flying out of the window. The Cuban's trapped under the seat, so he's okay. Then the plane crash lands at the airport. The pilot and co-pilot and the engineer are killed. But you got your man. You saved the plane. You smile proudly to yourself and say, that's one plane that ain't going to Cuba. Okay, got me swallowing. It's 27 minutes after 9 here at the Big Ape with the grease lid. Yeah, well, I guess it's time. I guess it's time. Pull on my boots. Time to pull on my boots and go walking on out of here.
Well, that's it for me. Time to hit the highway.
Actually, that was just a sound effect of boots and spurs.
But hell, my Gucci loafers don't make any noise.
Happy trails to you.
Arrivederci.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
Going, him and Dale both alive.
All right.
The horse died, though.
Horse died.
Yeah, 9:30 here to Big 8 for Hoyle Dempsey here at Ramblin' Raff Race Headquarters. Greaseman, I've got some advice to give you here.
All right, I'm ready.
Before you leave, I see you. You're getting ready to take off in the good truck Grease there.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to remind you not to pick up any crippled hitchhikers.
What?
Well, they slow you down and everything. You got to take time to get them in. Sometimes, you know, a hitchhiker will share gas with you.
Wait,
but you don't want to be picking up no cripples.
First of all, they're not crippled. They're handicapped. Handicapped people, Mr. Dempsey. And second of all, if anybody needs a ride, it's a handicapped person.
You made me feel real bad.
You should feel bad.
I want to take that back.
You better.
Take back everything I said.
You damn well better, buddy.
I feel so bad about saying not to pick up any crippled hitchhikers.
Yeah, you should feel bad about it.
I do, buddy. I do. Don't pick up any handicapped hitchhikers. With Hoyle Dempsey on the new 690. You still hanging around here, ain't you, buddy?
Yeah, buddy, I'm hanging around.
What, are the new owners in town?
Yes, matter of fact, they are. And I thought, you know, they might need me to drive them somewhere or something, so I figured I'd stay near a phone.
To drive them somewhere.
Well, you never know. They're new in town, and in case they need anybody, kind of take them around, show them the sights of Jacksonville. I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of waiting by the phone in case Miss Eastman calls me.
Casey calls, you'd be willing to drive his little daughter anywhere, like to the zoo?
Yeah, the zoo. I love little Amy, and I'd be happy to take her wherever she went. She calls me Uncle Greasy. I think it's real cute, and I give her horsey back. Horsey, horsey, horsey.
But I tell you something, you're a tail kisser.
Tail kisser. Dempsey, why do you constantly say that? I'm being helpful. I ain't a tail kisser.
You are a tail kisser, Betty. You trying to hang on to that job, ain't you?
Well,
to hang on to the big
ape. Yes, I would like to keep my position with the big ape.
Tell you what, with me, buddy, it's all talent.
Talent Hill.
What?
I said talent Hill, buddy.
Don't you believe that's where it's really at in this business?
I know where you're coming
the
from.
The artist in me will not let me.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on. All the reason you got your job is because you know where the skeleton is buried. Hello. Hey. I'm speaking to you from the Big Ape basement because I just got a shipment of Sunshine products in. You know, fig bars and Cheez-Its and wheat wafers and hi-hos and Vienna fingers. Well, the second the delivery man came through the door with all that stuff, everybody here at the Big Ape just attacked me. I said, get back! Get back! Yeah! So I ran out here to the basement and locked the door so I can sample the Sunshine products in peace. And the first one I'm going to sample. I've had many Sunshine products, but for some reason I never got around to having the fig bars, so let me open it. This is an actual test. I'm actually opening it here in the basement. Can't get it open. Come on, I only got 60 seconds. I shouldn't have bit my... Oh, here it is. It's open now. Ooh. Ooh, so fresh, so soft. And now the test. Oh, God. I think I'm in love. It even soothes my pyrrhea. Oh, it's good. Fig bars, Sunshine, baked with 100% vegetable shortening.
Yeah. About 10 minutes after right here, the Big Ape with the Grease Man. Let's put a fresh chew of Red Man in my jaw. You can't tell, can you? Don't affect my speech. They keep telling me that I shouldn't chew on the air because it affects me. You can't even tell. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know, would you? I just wadded up in the corner of my jaw and ain't nobody knows.
Yeah, can't give it up. Been chewing for so long now. Hell, I got a picture of my confirmation picture. What, I was about 12, 13 years old. There I am standing there in a white robe. Yeah, holding a Bible in one hand, a preacher with his hand on my shoulder, and there I am smiling, leering, as streamers of juice run across my chin. Grande. 20 minutes after 8, this is Grease Man shrieking my way through another day. I got an interesting person on the line here, calling long distance, buddy, so I won't keep you on the line too long. It's a security guard on duty right now in Daytona Beach. Yeah, what you got for me, buddy?
I got something that's going to thrill the hell out of you.
What's that?
I've got my Pearl Handle 38 sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your name written all over it.
My name written on your...
38 pearl handle derringer?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
Well, I cleaned it today.
Uh-huh.
Grease all over.
Excuse me while I heave my guts.
You want to hear the action on this
thing? Yeah, let me hear.
I'm going to click the hammer back.
Click it back.
Ooh. That was the hammer going back.
All right.
Now, I'm gonna squeeze. Ooh.
Man, that sounded, was that the trigger falling down?
Huh?
Was that the trigger clicking?
That was the hammer slamming into the chamber, which is usually a shell, but there isn't.
Well, put a 38 in there. Let me hear it roar.
No, I can't.
Come on, but you don't have a hair on your behind if you don't fire off around.
I'm inside a building.
Go in the bathroom and fire around into the toilet.
Yeah, blow the toilet away.
No, the water will stop it.
Huh?
The water will cushion the shot. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll try that.
All right, I'm waiting.
I'll try.
I'll hang on. Go ahead.
Go into the toilet?
And blast around into the toilet bowl, yeah.
Holy Jesus.
Come on.
Hang on.
I'm hanging.
Into the toilet. And bang on it.
I can't believe it. We might get the Schlamazel back. He's going to do it. Oh. Please. Oh, God. I hope I'm not going to be held responsible.
What I'm going to do is my office is near the back.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to step out the door.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fire one into the ocean.
All right!
I want to shoot a fish.
All right, go ahead.
Hang on.
I'm hanging on. This poor Schlamazel is going to actually open the window of his office building and shoot.
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
That's what sounds like outside. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
I got another one. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, let me fire another one.
Fire another one, he said. How about I fire four in rapid succession?
Oh, that'd be great.
Hang on.
Hanging on. This Schlamazel is shooting out the window of a building. I can't believe it. Come on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah? Yeah, 26 minutes after 8 here at the Big 8 with the grease lamp. Well, I guess I went and did it with that security guard firing his gun out the window in Daytona there. It's fired up the lawman everywhere. Got the testosterone to flow, and I got a Jacksonville lawman ready to let fly with some siren. You there, buddy?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You ready for it?
I mean, I need it. I'm on my knees for it.
All right.
I'm begging. Need siren.
Men are out there protecting us. One of them firing out an office building window, and the other blowing his siren in an empty shopping center parking lot. I'll keep
working. Paul Harvey News and Comment has been brought to you by the Coleman Company. This program came to you from Chicago.
Sounds like it came to us from the laundromat, but anyway, I got a guy. Get this now. I got a guy on the line right here who's driving in his car with a mobile telephone. He's going to fire some shots out the window for us.
And get a change for the better. Pebbles Jewelers, the experts in the Deerwood Village Mall.
You're 25 before 9 at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. All right, let me see if I got this straight, buddy. You're driving in your car right now talking to me on your mobile telephone.
Right. All right. Down the highway.
What?
Some fly out the window.
Well, what highway are you on, buddy?
Right down Beach Boulevard.
Are you in a place we can do it safely?
Oh, heck yeah, man.
All right, we'll roll down the window and let them fly.
Let them fly?
Yeah. How's this one? What, do you got a single shot?
Nah, I think I jammed up on that one.
Damn.
You want to let another one fly?
Yeah, let a whole bunch. Just pull the trigger as fast as it'll go. You know
are you in the land of the real man, buddy?
We drive along, guns blazing. Yeah.
Round, round, get around.
Oh, so raspy, so husky. 18 minutes before 9 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. I don't know. I think we're going to get in trouble for all this violence this morning. I got a guy on the line here right now who says he can outdo the siren, the bullets out the window, and the bullets driving along. Buddy, we've had siren. We have people firing out of office buildings, out of their cars. It's been a heavy morning.
Right. Okay. How would you like to hear a little napalm going off?
Napalm?
That's right.
You got napalm?
That's right.
Where'd you get napalm?
Hold on for a second.
All right.
I ain't you finished eating them beans yet?
Payment for 45 days.
Call 241-5361.
It's 15 minutes before 9. This is Jacksonville's lead-slinging, butt-kicking Big A. Pretty good day today. A couple of clouds. Watch for rain this afternoon. High in the 90s.
Friday night, baby, run the
This is getting a little out of hand. It's 11 minutes before 9. Here's the Big 8 with the Grease Man shrieking my way through another day. Oh, so perky. Oh, so perky. Yeah. Well, I got a guy on the line here. Get this. What is it? You got a rifle now. Huh? What is it? Some kind of 30-06?
30-06.
Yeah, Springfield.
Springfield,
0383. Damn.
Got the silver tips ready.
You got the silver tips ready, huh?
Yes, sir.
We're talking high-powered rifle now.
Yes, sir. We're talking bear gun.
We ain't talking hand gun.
No way.
We're talking about a gun that's a gun.
A man's gun.
A man's gun, buddy. Well, I'll tell you what. We've had a lot of gunfire this morning. Why don't we try a scientific experiment?
Okay.
Why don't you set the phone down?
Okay.
And shoot the phone.
Shoot the phone?
Shoot the phone. I want to see if we...
The phone. All right.
Wait a minute. No.
Set it on the windowsill.
I want to see if we'll hear the sound, you know, because when you shoot the phone, will it bust the phone before we hear the sound, or will we hear the sound and then the line go dead?
Hell, I'll give it a try.
Give it a try. You can always tell the phone company it was an accident.
That's right.
Set it up safely. Watch out for the ricochet. Don't get hit with no flying plastic.
Set it on the windowsill. It'll just bust it out across the yard out there.
All right. Shoot the phone. It'll be interesting to see if we hear it.
Let me set this sucker up.
I don't believe this guy's going to shoot his phone.
All right.
I'm ready.
Stand back. Yes.
Hello? Love the one with whom you are. Yeah, hate to have a participle dangling that way. How you doing, Dempsey?
He's touching my participle, buddy.
Yeah.
See there, I heard that fella shoot that phone.
Yeah, did you like that?
That was all right, buddy. That was all right.
Now, that was a man. It takes a man to shoot his own phone, doesn't it?
That took a real man to shoot his own phone, buddy.
Yeah.
That took a real man to shoot his own phone. Let's see how he handles that Southern Bell truck out in front of his house.
Right now. Hey, where are you going in?
All out of
love,
Betty.
9 after 9, this here's the Grease Man, having a good old time, shrieking with delighted peals of laughter. Dempsey, you ready to shoot your gun? I know you keep a gun that star cheap, buddy. Come on.
No, I'm saving mine, buddy.
You saving?
I'm saving them for Friday night, you know me.
Yeah, I know you. It takes you a long time to reload. Yes, Bart Skaggs. Look what you done to me. It's about 21 minutes after 9. Uncle Greasy shrieking at the Big Ape. Taking care of the loose ends. Standing by for blessed relief. Dear Lord, keep me in thy company. Hoyle Dempsey will be along directly. I'm just taking care of the little, you know, things you gotta do before you go clean up my mess. The little pools of testosterone that have formed at my feet as I stand here secreting manhood. The beer cans piled high, the onion dip, the potato chip wrappers, the cookie crumbs. Oh, I've got a sultry wench staring at me. Weather forecast, let me check it, darling. Hang on a second. Weather forecast, good, just for, you know, the same old thing. It'll rain this afternoon. Right now it's 93 degrees. She's looking at me with hungry, moist lips. It looks like, darling, that you want me, doesn't it? I can tell. You're burning with desire. Admit it, you wench, you. You harlot. You want me? Come here. Get your lips close to mine. Get your lips close to mine. There you go. Got a little surprise for you, baby. Here you come.
I don't know if it's right to let you make a love.
it's not a question of right or wrong, darling. Yeah. I mean, why is there some doubt? I'm a man, you're a woman, you're attracted to me, I'm attracted to you. Whether or not I'm any good as a person has nothing to do whatever with your needs as a woman. I mean, why try to rationalize? I mean, it's a fun time. It's a moment of eternity that we'll share. Don't make it more than it is. In other words, lie down, you slut. I'm only kidding. I don't really feel that way, and you know it, Dempsey. I'm a very tender individual.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
I got a lot of respect for women. Got a lot of respect for, you know.
And God knows you never learn how to whistle, I did.
Yeah.
Shopping center.
Yeah, that's it for me. 28 minutes after 9. I am now ready for blessed relief. Mr. Dempsey, I hand you the royal microphone.
Thank you, sir.
You may now take it.
And do what?
And scrape the cheese off her.
All right.
Covered in from under cheese, Betty.
Raven righty.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Yeah, this is the Big A Fugue 1980 Ramblin' Ramp Race Headquarters.
Yeah, well, I got to run, Dempsey.
Well, first of all, I want you to share this picture here with me here for a second.
Oh, that thing.
This was, they cut this out of the newspaper here and handed it to me out there. Hang on, I don't know what page it is on. Do you? You know what section this is out of?
I can't remember. It's a picture of that girl kissing that skunk.
Yeah, it is a picture. It says, Sweet Scents of Summer. Her name is Janice Utino or something like that.
Yep.
Little 18-year-old pretty girl, too.
Good looking, but a kissing a skunk on the lip.
That's right. She's kissing it square. On the lips,
buddy.
I think it's about time.
What do you mean?
I think it's about time women started kissing skunks.
What?
Know what we men have been going through for years is...
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
How about this way? Breaking wind again. I'm proud to say that I'm breaking wind again. I know it's hard upon my shorts to hear those loud reports. I'm breaking wind again. I'm breaking wind again. I know I may be foul. I got the blues. I just stained my wingtip shoes. I'm breaking wind.
Roll again.
I'm breaking wind
again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type up those new lyrics and mail them off to Willie. And who knows, maybe he'll like them and want to include them on his song. And I'll be a big star and go off to Hollywood and leave you and forget you. Ah, I'm only kidding. I'll never forget what you've done for me. I can never show my gratitude for the 600 G's for whom you are to thank. It's about fact.
The life I love is making music.
I heard an adolescent singing a song the other day. Guy about 15 years old singing a song. Popping zits again. Oh, here I stand a-poppin' zits again. It'll cost me 100 lira to clean off this gloppy mirror. I'm poppin' zits, poppin' zits again. Oh, how gross, I'm poppin' zits again. I gotta remember never to wear a white shirt, cause you never know where these things will squirt. I'm poppin' zits.
Roll again.
About 27 minutes after 8, this is the new 690. Beautiful day today. Temperature is rising slightly. We're up to 50. 50 measly stinking degrees. Hey, turn on the heat up there for crying out loud. Don't hog it all. Yep, high temp 75 today, and low temp maybe in the 40s tonight. And I'm standing there with my little buggy full of goodies, and the guy in front of me is obviously a Yankee maggot. I mean, he's standing there talking to the cashier saying, boy, the prices here are really high. We didn't have these kind of high prices when we were back in Teaneck, New Jersey.
I didn't say nothing. I just stood there, my teeth grinding, making believe I was reading the Star magazine. Listen to this Yankee ramble on about how much he misses Teaneck, New Jersey. But it disgusted me to think that I had been shopping in the same supermarket that Yankee shop in. I mean, I'd bought some unbagged fruit and cantaloupes. That Yankee could have even touched my tomatoes or maybe thumped my cantaloupe. And the thought made me vile. Made me bileless. So what I did was I grabbed his orange juice off the counter when nobody was looking. I stepped behind the counter, poured his orange juice out, and refilled it with a blend of my own making. You might say I made my bladder gladder. I re-put the top on, and the guy bought it for 62 cents. And he drove away. I couldn't wait, so I followed him. I followed him home to watch his family drink the juice. That's right, it was this morning when I got there. I hid behind the bushes and watched, and sure enough, they poured their morning juice. And they all four of them, mother and father and the two little Yankettes, chug-a-lugged the juice they had bought the previous day. And then, seconds later, they all simultaneously heaved their guts. It was great. It was like an explosion in a pizza factory.
If you use
the life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm with a toad again. I don't know how I picked up another toad again. Last night she looked like a queen. This morning she looks like something you'd pass after beans. She's a toad. I picked up a toad again. I don't know why I always end up picking up toads again. I said, get out! Take your hat and take your scarf. Excuse me while I barf, but you're a toad.
Roll again.
It must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman.
Well, as usual, Thanksgiving rolls around and you're working. Everybody else gets the day off, but the price you must pay to have a license to kill indiscriminately is you gotta work on holidays. If the holiday falls on your shift, you work it, buddy, and that's all there is to it. But you don't have to like it, it makes you mean. So as you're sitting there in your car working your radar, you get meaner by the second. Suddenly, a car blows by your outpost 90 miles an hour in a 45 zone. You hit that blue light and siren and see what the hell's going on here. You pull the guy over. He says, oh, God, officer, please, I'm late, I'm late. I promised my wife I'd bring this turkey home so she can cook it. You say, what? You idiot? You're afraid you'll be late for dinner so you endanger your life and the lives of everybody else on this highway? Give me that turkey. And you grab the turkey out of his car, throw it up in the air, pull out your magnum and blam, blam, blam. You make that turkey dance in the sky. Blam, blam, blam. It falls down in the middle of the highway and a big old 18-wheeler comes by and splat! Runs right over it. You reach into your squad car, you pull out your spatula, and you kind of peel that turkey off the highway and kind of frisbee it in the window of the guy's car. He says, what am I supposed to do with this? You say, fry it in flour. Well, he drives away after you write him a piece of pay and paper. You're about to drive away when there goes a naked man walking down the street. Completely naked. You say, all right. Hey, you. What the hell's your story? He says, officer, I'm doing a protest. I'm running naked to show the indefensibility of the American turkey that is brutally slaughtered in a national policy of genocide. You say, all right, get in the car. Get in the car. You slap the handcuffs on him. Your sergeant says, what the hell are you handcuffing a guy for? He's naked. He can't pull a weapon. You say, I'm handcuffing him because I don't want him picking his dingleberries in my clean back seat, all right? Now get in the car. Well, you take him down to the jailhouse, and the jailer says, my God, I can't book the man naked like that. If I throw him in the holding tank with all those hardened cons, he'll be horribly brutalized.
So you get an idea and you kind of chuckle to yourself and you say to the naked dude, you say, hey, buddy, is it true you really feel sympathy for the turkey? He says, yes, I do. So, as the jailer books him, you kind of slap him on the back and say, buddy, you're about to find out what it's like to be stuffed.
Yeah, I'm sniffing my bullets right now. You always do that before you sling lead. A guy that knows his guns and his ammunition can tell by the smell of a bullet, the potency of that bullet, and the reliability. Let me see. That one's okay. That one's okay. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, I forgot. That was the one I used the day I had the squirt. Yeah, down in Miami, everybody's gone slapping. There you go, slapping USA. Yeah, Harvey has gone slapping. Slapping USA. Yeah. That's great. That's the Beach Boys. 5 before 9, the Grease Man, the Big Ape.
Sure. Oh!
I asked him what his name was one day. He said, how? I said, you said how? He said, no, I said how? I said, oh, you mean Harold? He said, yeah, Hal Melvin in the Blue Nose. I said, oh, please, hit the road, would you please? The Big Ape is your 1980 Ramblin' Raff Race headquarters. WAPE Jacksonville is 9 o'clock.
WAPE Jacksonville.
He's like he's buzzing around. Be back in a minute.
All right, careful, Robbie. I feel better just knowing you're there, hovering overhead, watching us like a mother eagle protects her nest. And as I nuzzle deep inside my little egg, I feel secure knowing thou art with me. It's time for Johnny Lee.
I spend a lot of time for you.
Johnny Lee looking for love in all the wrong places, some of them olfactorily offensive, but nonetheless, he continues with undaunted enthusiasm. Here's my 9 after 7 here at the Big Ape with the Grease Man and all my perky little people. Hey, what you say, darling? What you say?
Is Robbie really going to be taking people for airplane rides?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what? Well, I guess he said he'd be at Shields Aviation. I imagine you can probably get up there somehow or another.
Yeah, I know why he's going to be taking people for airplane rides.
Why? Do you think he's going to take advantage of women in the high clouds?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes, I do know Robbie.
Don't you think he'd try to get him to join his club?
His Mile High Club?
Yeah.
Well, he's the only member of his club. However, the reason I found that out is I noticed he's got a hole cut in the top of his Kiss My Bass hat.
I don't want you living with roaches. Wipe them out with Decon Forgone. Decon, more power to you.
I gotta get me some of that, boy. The roaches around the Grease Palace getting out of hand. Caught one the other day, Hopper the Goggin, with my dog.
W-A-P-E.
It was disgusting. And afterwards, to see him smoking that cigarette with all those little fingers laying back on the pillows. More than I could tolerate. And yes, my dog. Was it good for you? Yeah. I didn't know old Blue could yell. Yeah, listen to them. That's the Stones and Brown Michigan. It's about 20 minutes after 7 here at the Big A with the Grease Man early. Robbie, you want to flap some jowls with us?
10-4. I'm just sitting here wondering why everything's running so good. All the expressways doing good. You know, we could go down and blow some holes in that water tower near 95 and I-10. Then the water would be coming out and people just cram up all over trying to figure out what happened. But that'd be That'd be crazy. We would never do that. Traffic-wise, again, all the expressways, even I-10, it does good to get around Stockton, then it slows down. Again, having 10 to 20% discounts on the wall systems. Reese, I'll be back.
All right, Robbie, 10-4, we'll be looking for you. Beautiful day today. Lots of sunshine, high about 95. I can vote now. Here's a shot to back here. I can vote now. This is funky town. I think we may just strap on a gun in a second. I'm feeling a little urge for brutality this morning. 25 minutes after 7, the Grease Man at the Big Ape.
Okay.
Yeah, just getting ready. You just can't strap on a gun without the proper preparations. Hey, I hope you don't mind if I load the 357. I hope you don't mind if I slap on a little Aquaville. The scent that makes a man feel like a man. I hope you don't mind if I crack my knuckles in preparation and to make sure I do not offend the public. Let me throw a little Laboris down my throat. Yeah, all right. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to wonder what it must be like. Yeah. To strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and become a lawman. Yeah, they got you working beach patrol today, and you kind of like it. Gives you a chance to enforce the law and see a little bathing suited beauty every now and again. So you're trolling down the beach. You got the window open. Your big beefy arm hanging out, revealing your tattoo that you got back during the big war. The tattoo that says, "Look out, Hitler, here we come." When suddenly you see a high stepper caught in the surf. A big wave catches her unawares and crashes her down. And you notice as she comes washing to shore, she's lost the top of her bathing suit. She comes running out of the water, hands folded across her chest, whimpering. You run right in front of her and stop and say, "Hey, lady, if you're going to drown them puppies, I'll take the one with the brown nose." And you laugh at her embarrassment and discomfort. You kind of follow along behind her to see where she's going, and she sits down on a blanket, wraps a towel around her, sitting there with her husband. Her husband is saying, "Oh, honey, how horrible. Here, let me give you a shot of scotch to kind of warm you up a little bit." You say, hey, here's where I entree vous, si vous play, buddy. Ain't no drinking on the beach, and that's the law. He said, "But officer, we're from out of town. We're from New Jersey. And we had no idea there was no booze allowed on the beach." He said, "Hey, ignorance of the law ain't never no excuse. Give me that bottle." He says, "What are you going to do?" You grab that $15 bottle of Chivas Regal and you pour it out on the sand. And you throw the empty bottle back in his face and say, "You leave that lying there, I'm going to get you $50 for littering. I got your tag number, buddy. You can't get away." Well, just then, their little child, who sees you harassing his parents, gets a little sandball and throws it right in the middle of your back. Splat! You say, "Hey, little kid, that's an assault on a police officer." And you run the little kid down, you handcuff him to the side of your squad car. Yeah, maybe a little time in the sun will learn him. And you go walking away to check out other drinkers on the beach, when suddenly, the squad car jumps from park to reverse and starts backing toward the water with a little kid handcuffed to the door. His parents start screaming, but you're too far away. The thing goes into the water deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until you come back and they're crying on top of the roof of the squad car, which is up to its roof in water. You say, "Look on the bright side. You didn't like changing diapers anyway."
Take a minute and make...
Yeah!
we done opened three lounges already. After remodeling, well, we're going to do another one. The Happy Jacks Lounge at Blanding and Harlow in Jacksonville, 4460 Blanding Boulevard, right down there by the Kmart in that area. Well, they done shut it down so they can make it bigger and better, so they can put a new smile on the honey bunny, so that they can make it even more conducive to meeting good friends, good people, good times, and good prices. And what we're going to do to open it up is have a special invitation only. Remember, we did that with the Spectrum, with the Happy Jack's Lounge on Blanding and Orange Park, and we did it with the Cock and the Bull over there at Lane in Normandy. Well, we're going to do it with the lounge at Blanding and Harlow. So be listening about this time in the coming mornings for your invitation. We may even do 5 to 7 ladies only. And at 7, we'll open the floodgates and let the testosterone in so that everybody can just kind of mix and mingle and have a joyous and perky time. So stand by. Happy Jacks has got big doings for you.
Voters in the Jacksonville area, KPE News.
And this is Uncle Greasy leaping skyward for the demon of the airwaves, Robbie Rose.
Beautiful, beautiful. Everything just lovely. All the expressways still doing better than normal. If you can.
All right, Robbie, appreciate it, bud. Appreciate it. I'm sorry, no need to give you a heart attack. 25 before 8 at the Big 8, time for Diana Ross and the girls. Mama's cooking bread. It's 22 minutes before 8 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Winter. Such a perfect day. I mean, it's blue sky and sunshine. It's going to be the best weather we've done had in a month or ever since the rain started. I think we ought to celebrate by getting a little friend of mine. Little girls over the Grease Palace last night had a great time, and here she is to tell you more about it.
I like canoodling. Once we start canoodling, I could canoodle all night. I like to huddle in corners made for cuddling. Kiss me and canoodle me and I'm all right. It's fun canoodling, everyone canoodling. What a chance to kiss as we dance. Pet me like a puppy and my tail will wag. Doing a canoodling rag. And if we danced it together forever and ever, the beat of our feet wouldn't drag. To the canoodling rag. Through the canoodling rag. Kissing and petting, the close we are getting, we're snug as a bug in a rug. Morning may be dawning, but our steps won't flag. Doing the canoodling rag. Oh, I like canoodling. Once I got canoodling, I could canoodle all night. And I like to huddle in corners made for cuddling. Kiss me and canoodle me and I'm all right. It's fun canoodling, everyone canoodling. What a chance to kiss as we dance. I'll pet me like a puppy and my tail will wag. But do when the canoodling rags.
She likes canoodling, she loves canoodling. With her friend Robbie Rose. She climbs in his Piper Cub and then blah, 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 blah. He feels good from his head to his toes. Then she grabs his parachute and plays it like a little flute. Pull a ripcord when she gags. They're as cozy as two peas in a pod. Doing the canoodling rag.
Oh, I like canoodling. Once we start canoodling, I could canoodle all night. And I like to huddle in corners made for cuddling. Kiss me and canoodle me and I'm all right. It's fun canoodling, everyone canoodling. What a chance to kiss as we dance. Pet me like a puppy and my tail will wag. A new one, the canoodling.
Everyone's canoodling, doing
the canoodling.
Oh, you kid.
That's great. Oh, she loves it. Listen to her. Listen to her. That's Debbie Reynolds. And the canoodling rag is 19 minutes before right here at the Big 8. You like that, Robbie?
Come on. Huh? You already got me in the doghouse. You got me cut back to 4 times a month already.
Well, hey, she...
hey, I don't need... With friends like you, I don't need no enemies.
Well, hey, that's all right. Well, your wife cut you down to 4 times a
four
month?
4 times a month.
Damn, well, don't feel bad. She done cut me out altogether.
Right now.
Yeah. That's Brewer and Shipley. Of course, I should talk. I used to be a drug runner. Oh, God, I'm so ashamed. It's 11 before 8 here at the Big 8. Let me get Robbie Rose on, and then I'll tell you the brutal story of how I one time transgressed into the psychedelic world. Oh, God, Robbie.
You mean you tripped out?
Well, no,
is that what they call taking a trip?
Well, that's what they call it. I never done did it myself, you know.
Oh, I see.
I couldn't get into marijuana. Hell, I couldn't even get it to come out of the needle there. But there was a time in my life when, well, I guess I better let you do
let
your
me,
thing.
Let me get out of this, because I'm looking forward to this for sure. Traffic-wise, Interstate 10.
Which yeah, 9 before 8 here at the Big Ape. Well, that's one thing. If you're going to be late for work, what the hell? At least you've got a clear conscience. But me, I have to live with my sins. Yeah, and I couldn't resist. You know, I'm not a hippie. I am not into drugs. But when I was living in Texas, I knew that if I just made one load, one trunk load full of marijuana, it would set me up in a business for life. Yeah, I knew that if I could just do it one time, if I could put aside my moral reservations and tippy-toe down to Emeagua and get a load of marijuana, I knew that I'd get ahead. I figured, what the hell, marijuana? So I took a drink and steeled my courage, and I headed south of the border. To see the most notorious drug dealer in all of Mexico, Juan Quirona de Vega. And I knew that I was playing with fire. Because when you deal in the underworld, in the fringe of society, you never know whether your payment's going to be the money or a bullet in the guts. But I was determined. I was freshly divorced. I was down and out. I had nothing to lose. I figured if I could just once, I was a law, I mean, I never so much as got a parking ticket. But I figured if just once I could set aside my legal stipulation, what the hell, you know? I used all the rationalizations. Marijuana don't hurt nobody. The hippies are all doing it. They still alive. What the hell? Who's it going to hurt? And it'll set me up for life. What a fool I was. Anyway, I journeyed down to Mexico. I found the man they called Juan Quirona de Vega. He looked at me, he said, Gringo, you want marijuana? I said, yes, senor, I want marijuana, please, please. He said, I have the special load, you have the $10,000. I said, I have the $10,000, knowing full well I could sell it for $150,000 back in the States. He said, here's the sample. I said, well, I wouldn't know what to do with it, but he said, well, sniff it, you can tell it is potent. I said, hey, it smells like buffalo doo-doo. He said, it is buffalo doo-doo. We mix it with buffalo doo-doo to give it its potency. It is the most powerful marijuana in all of Tijuana. I said, Aichi, wow. Well, I loaded it up in the back of my hollowed-out Chevy, and I tippy-toed across the border, holding my breath all the time. You have anything to declare, gringo? No, just took a couple of pictures, a couple of souvenir sombreros. They said, okay, gringo, you can go. And I made it! I made it across the border! And I started selling, and I was making big bucks. I was making big bucks until one day a hippie came to me and said, you're the guy that sold me that hot pot! I said, yeah. He said, well, look at my girlfriend. And there she was, eyes rolled up in her head, drooling, going, she's a metal vegetable. I mean, ever since she smoked that marijuana, we had it analyzed. It has PCP, LSD, metacymine in it. She's nothing. You fried her brain. I said, hey, don't get so upset. Look, take a couple of souvenir joints. On the house, buddy, okay?
Come on, baby.
So I must live with that tragedy, with that vegetable. Somewhere out in San Bernardino, there sits an aging hippie in a madras shirt, saying, and it's my fault. But I'll get over it. Hey, it's 5 before 8 here at the Big A.
It's a grand opening sale, neighbor.
And you peep gear. That's Christopher Cross and sailing. Here's my 10 minutes after 8 here at the Big Ape of the Grease Man. I might do me some sailing today. It's supposed to be such a perfect day. I think I'll take out the good ship Grease. Of course, sailing's kind of a misnomer. I'm going to do some cruising. Yeah, I'm going to fire up them twin diesels. Yesterday, I didn't have the time. I was so busy yesterday, I didn't have the time to take the good ship Grease out, but I went down there and fired it up. I'll do that sometimes. I mean, I just love to hear the sound of them diesels running, idling, anything. And sometimes when I'm passing by where I keep the boat docked up, I'll just run on down there and turn the engine on just to listen to it. I don't even untie the ropes. I just listen to it going. I like to watch the water flare up in back of the ship when I ram them throttles full forward. See the dead fish floating belly up. The other day I was reaming it, and these people that were a couple of slips down from me sitting on a sailboat were having a fondue, and they said, you there?
Would you stop revving your engines? The fumes are ruining the taste of our fondue. I said, well, excuse me for breathing. I said, if you really want to ruin the taste of that fondue, slide the pot down here a second.
A warm, muggy...
You have to read the People magazine. He is dating Carrie Fisher. You know the girl that's in Star Wars. They're having a big old affair, a big old thing. Loving each other and everything. And supposedly, one time when Paul Simon and Carrie Fisher were hopping the goggin, Paul said to Carrie, you know, this kind of reminds me of Star Wars. And Carrie looked up at him dreamily and said, why? Because you can see the stars. And the galaxy is? He said, no, I can feel some Klingons back here. Robbie!
Hey!
I'm sorry to be a little late here. I didn't realize I had a couple of long records back to back like that, buddy.
I'm sorry, I'm cheating. I'm like you. I done got halfway to the airport. I'm not even over town no more.
You ain't even
down,
man.
I done got clearance and gears down, and we on final approach.
All right.
See, I ain't running late. Everything's okay. Traffic-wise, it is back to normal, except Dock Boulevard. Grease, I'm almost at the airport now. I got to go. We'll see Steve Gannon in the morning. Steve Gannon tomorrow afternoon. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, buddy. We got to get together, kick us some butt, huh?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going dancing down at Knuckle Junction one of these nights. 18 minutes after 8 at the Big 8. Great, that's Irene Cara and Fame. I got a hot one on the line here. Senorita Caliente, 21 minutes after right at the beginning of the Greaseland, darling. I feel a little guilty here. I mean, we've been talking all during that record. What's your husband going to say when he finds out you and I have been talking trash like this?
I ain't married.
You ain't?
No.
Are you footloose and fancy free?
You got it.
How old are you?
21.
The age of legality, but not necessarily frugality. You good looking?
Oh, yeah. I've been told.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how to shake that thing.
I'd love to just get down and boogie.
You would? Well, we're going to have to arrange what they call a rendezvous. Huh?
Well, why would you want a rendezvous with little old me?
Why? Because if you don't deal with the little people, eventually, you get up on a cloud of a pedestal somewhere, and reality is non-existent. It's elusive. But if I hobble the gaga with all the little people I can, I feel more sane and more normal. So you'd actually be helping my mental health by coming by and receiving Cupid's cuisine.
Well, I'd love to help your mental health out, greasy baby, but I'm going out of town in about an hour.
Oh, damn. Well, hurry by before you go, because you know a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
But
he and Poe, but it he and Poe. Dempsey's in here. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, buddy.
Now, every morning you come in, and you got some good stuff, and I expect that you have something delightfully vicious, completely brutal, and totally unfeeling for us this morning.
No, it's done been censured.
It's censured?
Yeah, they done censured me.
No, I got the feeling that I saw you telling the joke to somebody out in the hallway, and if I give you 30 seconds, will you tell it to me?
All right, buddy.
All right. All right.
Imported by Van Munching of New York.
Yeah, it's 25 minutes after right here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. All right, Dempsey, I'm ready.
Sue Pollock.
Oh, gee, you see, I know it. I thought it was going to be a perky joke, some kind of something we could all laugh at with equal enthusiasm, and you've got to bring in hatred.
You're like having a guy gun in
yeah.
40 seconds. That's your idea of a good time.
Oh, come on. All right, let's hear about the two people of Polish extraction.
Like you said, he's too damn old Pollock. Was down in Miami, you know.
Uh-huh.
Down in Miami, Florida, down there.
Uh-huh.
And they walking down the road, and they seen a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And they said, Bobby Dams, they look like them damn Cubans are really taking over down here. Now they got their own telephone company.
Oh, God, Dempsey, yeah. How can you be so brutal? How can you be so totally unfeeling? How can you not?
You don't have a record ready.
You're not supposed to say that. I was looking. I knew it was right. Mm-hmm. I had it right here. I wanted to do a little special introduction and everything, but I...
Is right here? Is this the one?
No, it's one of them yellers. It is gone.
Oh, hell. Where would you do it?
Now, I don't know what I did with it. I'm no good. We're running out of time.
You it's don't mean nothing.
It's that one about this has got to be. You didn't take that out of here, did you?
It's a yellow B4.
Yeah. Where is that record?
What happened? Well, they buzzing us back here. We taking too much time.
Yeah, I know.
know, the red light indicators on Gene Rayburn's going to come in and say, sorry, too much time.
Okay, well, I'll just grab another one then. Hey, no sweat.
What would have happened to it, Greg?
I don't know. It's around here somewhere. I lost it.
Right back here at East Silver?
No. Wait a minute. I had it there. And it's gone, all right?
They're buzzing you again. You're taking too much time.
Oh, that's the shrines in the front desk. Stop buzzing me.
All right, let's do something with a little intellectual flair, okay? We've been doing records that are just have no meaning, that have been kind of bubblegum snapping platters all morning long. Let's do something with a little aesthetic, something that has a statement for life and the people that live it.
Huh?
How about Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
27 past 8
at the Big 8.
I was born in the world.
Yes, John Stewart, Stevie Nixon, Gold, 15 minutes after 9. Yeah, we got time for a quick phone call. I guess we can take a quick one. Hello, you go ahead.
Yes, Tyree is Zone 3 resident.
Yes, he is.
Yes?
Yeah.
And y'all fired him. I read in the paper this morning.
We didn't fire him.
You did fire him.
It said in the paper he got him a full-time job from Channel 12 TV.
Oh, well, that's just whitewash. You know all about that.
Hey.
WACP would be there today.
No, wait. Wait a minute. Now, Gil Tyree was, you know, both talented and lucky to get into TV work. It's big bucks in TV. And he opted. We didn't fire his man.
Yeah, put on.
Hey, that ain't no put on.
Put on. We know. The NAACP will be there today, Jack.
Hey.
Hear that, buddy.
Tell you what, don't get hasty with us now. You get, call Channel 12, leave word for Gil Tyree, and he will tell you personally that he chose the bright lights of TV over the behind-the-scenes-ness of radio.
No, we know better than that. Y'all think we stupid.
Well, I know you ain't stupid.
We know what's going on over here.
I can tell by the way you pronounce Boom Shakalaka that you got class. Give me a couple of boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's a little Zone 3 ling.
Hello,
cutie. Hello, cutie pie.
Hi.
This is Uncle Gracie. Say boom shakalaka.
Hi.
Say boom shakalaka. You little watermelon eating maggot. I said say boom shakalaka. Now say it. Hello?
Hi.
Oh,
Yeah, I don't know about you, but on Mondays I get ahead of Happy Jacks. I need a drink. I make no bones about it. I wouldn't just like a drink. A drink wouldn't just be nice. I need a drink.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, with what we're facing, a new week and all its hostilities and all its problems. By the time I get into Happy Jacks after a long day of brutal meetings and consultations, I'll be on my hands and knees. The door to the Greasemobile will open. I will fall to the pavement and crawl, screaming for a martini through the front door. Maybe the new lounge, the one we just opened up. Maybe I'll go there and climb up the bar stool. Hungrily, my hands will claw at the bar, and I'll pull my face up and say, quick, martini! And then when I take my first medicinal sip, the stars will be shining, the birds will be chirping, God will be in his heaven, the world will look so bad, my blood pressure will slow down, I will stop my arrhythmia, and I'll feel like a man again. Thank heaven for Happy Jacks.
This is Cindy.
As her mother once said years ago, darling, I don't mind you leaving home, and I don't mind you coming back heavy with child, and I don't mind that man you living with. What bugs me is all them flies you bring me. Damn, child. Get some soap. Crying out loud.
As good as Santa Rosa living in shame. It's 21 before 8 here at the Big 8. The Greaseman kind of perky because it's cookie time. As you know, every day I try a new sunshine product. And today it's Chipperoos. Chocolate chip cookies. Oh, the package is neat. You got all the chocolate chips, a little yellow border. There's a picture of a little chubby sunshine baker up in the corner waving. Let's see. Well, let's try it. Let's open it up. Everybody's hungrily waiting, but, you know, Uncle Greasy has to be the first. We must give this... Oh, God. The second I opened it, the room filled with an air of chocolate chips. It just, oh, God. The soft. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oops. Nothing like a little plaque on the microphone. Yeah, they're good. Chipperoos. Chocolate chips. Keep in mind, the sunshine bakes with 100% vegetable shortness. You don't worry about nothing when you're eating sunshine. You just worry that maybe too many of your friends will be around gobbling them down. Sunshine! And don't forget to send us a card now. Right on it, sunshine bakes with 100% vegetable shortening. And stand by for big prizes. Yeah, it's about 18 minutes before 8 here. The Big Ape of the Greaseland Shore. Going to Atlanta was fun. Winning that award, well, that was fun too. But I tell you, it's good to be back in the land of the real man. Because tell you something about them northern cities. Well, I guess Atlanta south, but it seems like Yankee land to me anyway. Well, them Yankees running around. Atlanta's gone downhill. I tell you, Atlanta now is just one big Zone 3. Yep. The airport, and I think I was the last white man I saw the whole time I was there. I walked out to the car area trying to find a taxi, and I heard voices saying to me, "What you want, you white boy? What you want, you white?" I said, "I come in peace. I've come for the convention. Please, can I find a cab?" And a surly driver pulled up and said, "Come on, honky, get your fat behind me, and I ain't got all day." And he drove me at breakneck speed downtown. I said, "So, it's kind of a nice day." He said, "Shut up, honky, I got a headache. I don't want to talk to you, cracker." When we finally got to the hotel, he said, "That'll be $12 plus tip." I said, "Plus tip? As surly as you been, plus tip?" He said, "Let me put it to you this way. It'll be $12 fare and $5 to get your luggage out of the trunk."
Dr. Philip Banner, due to an overdose of gamma rays attached to his nostrils, developed a 16-pound... And now he goes through life, hunted for a murder he did not commit because of the... Pursued by an evil journalist.
That's great. That's the taste of honey. It's about 15 before 8 here. The behavior of the Grease Land disconcerting. Drink Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper.
Day 4. Ooh. Holy jeez.
It's 12 minutes before 8 here at the Big Ape. This is Grease Man. We're going to have some good weather for today. Hard to believe you're here at the beaches and going to downpour, but it's just raining on y'all. Because everywhere is beautiful. Blue skies just out toward Mayport Way, headed to Ponte Vedra. Severe climactic Borahagare.
Four minutes before 8 here at the Big 8 with the Greaseland. Today's first day of school, Duval County. Robbie, you see any more children out on the roads than normally?
I think they all slip in. I don't really see nothing.
You don't?
There are a few school buses, but traffic seems to be running about as good as ever.
Uh-huh. Well, good,
so
good.
They're organized. They're doing real good.
Well, people call up saying, you know, you got to watch out for the kids. You don't want to ruin your good paint job by hearing an agonizing thump. I hear we got a bus stop full of them blocking traffic, though.
Where at?
Vector 1097.
Okay, 1097.
Altitude 5.952, altimeter 5007.5.
Climbing, okay, we're level.
All right, should be on your left-hand side coming up behind a red brick building. They should be blocking an intersection.
10-4, I got it.
I think what you ought to do is spray them. Spray them, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Scatter them.
Here we go.
Scatter them!
Get out of the way! Open up the road! Come on, people gotta get to work!
No, I think you wounded a couple, Betty.
Went crazy, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't care.
What the hell? There goes his violin lessons at Juilliard. Seems to have blown off a couple of Chauncey's fingers. It's 2 before 8 at the Big Ape. Happy Bravo, 17 minutes after 8 at the Big Ape with the Grease One. Yes, yeah, time for a quick phone call. What? We got some singers on the line? Ooh, Neato Torpedo. I love Amateur Hour. All right, buddy, go ahead. You on the radio. Oh, Jesus. Are you there? Hello, you on the radio?
Okay, hold on a minute.
I'm holding.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong.
Big ones too.
They are weak, but
from the real land too.
Yeah.
just loves me. Even though I'm brackish and offensive.
Bible tells me so.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That was lovely. Yeah, people always do that to me. They think I ain't religious just because I cut up a little bit. You know, Jesus got a sense of humor, right? Because I done read the Bible, but he said he created us in his own image. Yeah, that means we're like him, right? So that means if we tell jokes and cut up, he told jokes, Betty. So don't get on my back, Jack. You worry about your own soul. Don't worry. I know that for a fact he told jokes. I heard reports. I can't remember what chapter the Bible was in, but wasn't it that Jesus was walking up to Calvary with a crown of thorns on his head, and he said, "Please, God, this thing is heavy." And God cried down and said, "Hey, look, we all got our cross to bear." Don't you worry about me. But he who will be without sin be the first boar hog. Here we go, loop-de-loo. That's good. That's Diana Ross. Upside down. 22 minutes after 8 here, the big game with the Greaseman, darling. I got to do my show. I love talking to you. I love it too much. I got to go. I just feel kind of guilty.
Golly. If anyone should feel guilty, I should. I'm the one that called.
Well?
You know, you've never called me.
Well, I'm afraid that he'll answer.
You're afraid that he'll answer?
Uh-huh.
During the day?
Well, you never know. It'll be the one day he says, "You know, honey, I think I'll stay home, kick off my shoes, and relax. What do you say we watch a few game shows, and you and me just make love?" You say, "Okay, sounds good." Brrring. He says, "Don't worry, darling, I'll get it." And he picks it up. Hello. And then I go, and he'll say, "I recognize that. This is the Grease Man. I'm loading my shotgun now."
No, you know what he would say?
What?
He'd say, "Just a moment, I'll get her."
Hi, JB. I got a great new advertising campaign for Wright's new table smoker.
First, kiss my ring.
I'm sorry. I forgot to do this. Ooh, I love that cologne. Okay, on to the campaign for Wright's new table smoke.
It's not the singing crickets again, is it?
No, I'm sorry, JB. I lost my head with the singing crickets. You're going to love this one, I promise.
Well, just as long as it sells the product.
Oh, it will, JB. It will. Slap it on a burger. Slap it on a steak. Slap it on your veggies, too. Slap it in a tuna casserole. Put it in your hot fondue. Put it in your drinks. Put it on your eggs. Dab a little bit on your fresh frog's legs. Pass that Wright's new table smoke. Pass that Wright's new table smoke. Pass that Wright's new table smoke to me. It's just so zesty. Oh, you love it, and you use it, and you hope you never lose it. Do you like it, JB? What do you think?
Well, it's okay, but I'd like it better if my son Harvey sang it.
Coming, father. Me, 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 me.
No. Wright's new table smoke. Try it. You're gonna love it. Back off, Harvey.
Paul Harvey. Good day. This has been Paul Harvey News and Comment. This program came to you from Chicago.
Dean Ho, buddy. Dean. Boy, I got all now, because it's time for the shot. Yeah, you got it, buddy. We headed down to Funky Town. Here comes Lip Sync. Lip sync. A lot of 24 at the beginning. Well, I heard a lot of disco up in Atlanta when I went up there. God, it was a thrilling time. I won the award, by the way. I don't want to dwell on it. You know, I'm embarrassed. Well, what the hell? I won it. Yeah, but it was every time. Dempsey and I. Every time we went into a bar, what was playing but hot disco? Yeah. Walk into this one place and it was there that I saw her. I mean, kind of a, I don't know what she was. She was a dark-looking woman. About 25, 26. Kind of looked like Italian or Israeli or kind of slightly Arab. I wasn't sure what she was, but, you know, she had that look about her, that sultry, full-lipped look. Yeah, and I knew when I saw her. I had to have some of that hobble-doggle-gum. So I jumped to the middle of the dance floor. I just leapt over the guardrail. I didn't walk down the stairs. I leapt over to draw her attention. She stared as I stood there in my skin-tight satin pants with my sequined vest on as I started to do my disco dance. I moved sensually. My seal fucker was flapping in the wind and absorbing the perspiration of my tremendous effort. I had the award that I won strapped to my back so it glinted and caught the light and danced and reflected my glory. Yeah. And she, caught up in the emotion, came toward me
We danced inches away, but yet not touching. Our lips, we held them at least half an inch away, but yet they didn't meet. We just stood there, the picture of sensuality, moving with fingertips of ecstasy.
When suddenly, I felt a pain in my chest. I said, oh my God, it's a ventricular arrhythmia. I knew I was just seconds away from a myocardial infarction. I whispered her ear. I said, darling, I got to get out of here and defibrillate myself. She said, what? I said, I got to defibrillate. I'll be right back. Let me just go defibrillate myself. She said, what do you think I'm here for, scenery? I'll defibrillate. I said, no, you don't understand, darling. I got to run out. I think there's a socket in the bathroom. I can defibrillate. She said, you pervert. I said, you don't understand. I need defibrillation.
Well, when I turned to walk away, you can imagine how embarrassed I was as she shouted so everybody can hear.
Hey, I hope they got a copy of National Geographic in there.
Hey, I discovered. That's good, ain't it? That's Jenny Lee. Looking for love. 14 before 9 at the Big 8 with the Grease Lab. Murky talking. Thanks so much for all the congratulatory calls. You're too kind. I don't deserve it. But it'll just be business as usual. Yeah, 14 before 9 at the Big 8. 358-1818 is my number. Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, you get it.
Oh, did you really think so?
Oh, yeah. You're the best. It's about time Jacksonville finally got the best of something.
Thank you. I don't deserve it, though.
Oh, yes, you do.
All right, I do.
What's wrong without you?
Really?
No way.
You mean you just couldn't, you'd lie there in the beddy?
Yeah, stay here and, you know, go on welfare or something.
Honk Bobo all day long.
Do what? What?
Honk Bobo.
Honk Bobo.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like Clarabelle. You know, he used to grab his nose all the time and go, honk, honk, honk.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you'd be doing all day.
There you go. What does your award look like?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a big plaque.
Oh, that's good.
With raised letters. It says, Best DJ in the Nation, the Grease Man.
That's beautiful. Is that your first time?
No, it's my third time.
Third time?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I don't know. You've been honking Bobo.
I'm John Collins, WAPE News.
Oh, there.
That's all right.
You can interrupt me.
I'm sorry. I just jumped in. I'm so perky. You know me. I'm just so perky, perky, perky.
With your money, speak anytime, sir.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah, the greenbacks haven't changed me at all.
You may grease my palm anytime.
All right. You got it. Here's a fiver to buy yourself something nice.
Robbie, are you ready to go, buddy?
Hey, y'all through? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Standing by. Hey, I got one of the most beautiful rainbows you ever seen following me around town. If you're coming in from Arlington or coming in from the south, so I'll be back.
All right, careful, buddy. I'll be looking for you. I'll be looking for you as you walk through the clouds. It's about 8:08. This here is the Grease Man.
Helping your face, a bit of a soggy day. Bit of a gloppy day. Bit of a bleak and ugly day. Bit of a fetid, fecal kind of day. You might say this day bites the big one.
Yeah, she's a fine one to see about half-breed.
Having produced a bevy of them.
All I am
and Elijah Blue. Name of that other daughter?
Chastity.
I wonder what next maggot will be the donor of the seed of life. It's 15 after 8 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. Maybe she'll go with you and me, Robbie. You never know. Cher may give us a call.
She seems like she'd be wild.
I bet you she would be wild.
She might be lifting right now. You know, she lives in Florida.
She does.
In South Florida.
I'll be it. Good morning, Cher, buddy. Darling.
Hey, sissy.
Why don't you come on up here, a couple of real men?
We take you flying.
We take you flying. I'll take you out of the good ship, Grease.
There you go.
We'll hobble to a guy under the stars.
Just have a good time.
Yeah, but for once, it'd be nice to date a man with hair shorter than your own.
W-A-P-E.
My name is Ricardo. I live on Fantasy Island. But everything there is not perfect, especially for little Tattoo. You see, Tattoo's hiney is too small for the toilet. He keeps falling in. He says, Boss,
long. Get me out of the toilet.
I say, oh, tattoo, look at you. What mess have you gotten into now?
One time I saw him, he had constructed a raft to keep him afloat.
But I don't think we want it in the raft's race.
First thing I remember, I was laughing.
Poor tattoo.
One time I didn't see him in there. He was asleep on his little raft. And I sat down with the National Geographic.
How was I to know the tattoo was below? The Bombay doors, they opened. Tattoo screamed, boss, boss, boss. But it was too late. He was crushed. He lay there, whimpering.
I had no other choice but to flush him to a watery grave.
Oh, God, that was horrible. Well, thank you there, Ricardo. Certainly enjoy your sharing that rather gruesome and fecal story with us. I trust you'll be back again soon with another installment. It's 21 minutes after 8 here at the Big Ape. We'll check the weather in just a second.
Boy, Brands.
Yeah, 22 minutes after 8 here at the Big Ape with the Grease Man. I want to thank Phil Clower for putting a little something in the paper this morning about my little award. Yes, a little story about it right next to the TV listings in the paper this morning. Just a little something, you know, just a little smidgen. Just a little something that they may remember me. Long after I'm gone. Let me see, it's going to be ugly day today. Let me see, not a good day for the pool. Maybe the good ship Grease. But then again, I don't like getting my teak wood wet. Then again, maybe just Perrier at the hot tub today, I think. God, my life is a living hell. We'll have a high temp today, 88. And watch out for rain every now and again. Right now we're up to 75 at Jacksonville's Big 8. Great day. She's 26 minutes after right here at the Big Ape with the Grease Man. Paul Harvey will be on at 8:30. Hopefully you'll have something on the strike. You heard the country of Poland is in turmoil. All the Polish workers are on strike. I don't know if you heard what they're striking for. Lower wages. Queen, it's 8:30. It's Uncle Gracie at the home of the raft race.
Paul Harvey News and Comment is being brought to you by the Electric Information Council. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning.
Everything about it. That's great. That's one of my favorite Gary Lewis and the Playboys tunes. Just boy, here comes Dempsey pulling in the old Sky Chief. Holy jeez, look at
Star
that.
Star Chief, buddy.
Star Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't believe that bumper sticker you got on there,
like
man. I like it. Dempsey, I'm shocked. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hoyle Dempsey's got a bumper. It says a bumper sticker on his car that says support busing.
And I'm proud of it.
Dempsey, I never thought I'd see the day when you, Hoyle Aloysius Dempsey, would have a bumper sticker on his car that said support busing.
Damn right I support busing, buddy, all the way back to Ethiopia.
People were singing, they went.
That's Joe Baez thinking about patriotic Americans. It's just too bad she didn't marry one. That's the night they drove old Dixie down.